So we'll get you those tickets in a moment. I got to tell Todd about Bob the hardware store guy.
I just love him.
So I could tell he's going to be a recurring character on the show. Like we should get hardware store advice from him or something.
Yeah.
You know, because so he works at the hardware store right near our new house in Kittery, and he's gay. And he got all excited when he found out there were some new gays in the neighborhood, right? So Tim and I go in, we've been in a few times. And I tell you what, first of all, they've been awesome. Their customer service is awesome. Bob helps us find everything that we need. And he gets us in the rewards program and everything. He's really sweet.
Wow.
And but he's just so funny in that he's one of those gay guys that just will say like something inappropriate and he doesn't really care. You know what I mean? So like we go in and we were trying to find a broom to like sweep the garage out, right?
Yeah.
And we got this broom and we were like, I don't know, Bob, which one? And he's like, well, you know, and he points to the bigger one. He goes, well, you know, size matters.
Like, Bob.
Okay, Bob. Right?
You got a point.
And the best one was the other day we walk in to the hardware store and meanwhile he tells, you know, oh, this is Tim and Blake. They just moved in. You know, he's practically like gives our address out, you know.
Yeah.
Like introduces us to any other people in the neighborhood or the, you know, it's so sweet. So we walk in the other day and there was a mirror and somehow in the move, one of the screws for the mirror got lost, one. So luckily I had the other one, so I knew the size, but I had to go in and match it to find the right screw to finish putting it together, right?
Uh-huh.
So we go into the hardware store, and Bob, the hardware store guy, is up on a ladder near, like, the bird feed section, right? And all of a sudden we hear him, up there's Blake and Tim! Our arrival has been announced, you know, like the fanfare. And he's like, up, who mowed the lawn? Because we bought a lawnmower from him.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that was mean. He goes, oh, well, I bet Tim made your cocktail at least. Right. And then he comes down from the ladder and he's finished helping this other customer. And I'm just dumbfounded looking at the screw section. Like, I don't know how to do
this. So many.
And he comes over and he goes, do you need help? And I was like, yeah. Did my face say that?
Yeah.
Yes. And he shows me the little thing to figure out what size it is and where they are. We were looking at the wrong wall, of course. And he goes, what happened? And I said, well, the other one got lost for this mirror, and I don't know where it is. And he goes, without skipping a beat, he goes, did you get on your all fours to look for it?
Oh,
jeez, Bob.
I want to call Bob.
Blushing in the screw section. Yeah, exactly.
Blushing in the screw section.
Okay, leave that one alone.
Okay.
All right, we've got tickets to see the Killers at the TD Garden in Boston, October 2022. Tickets are on sale this Friday. Let me see here. Yeah, okay. We're going to do this one. Todd versus Kelly. And you pick who you think will win. Okay. Has to do with laundry. 79COAST. 792-6278. You're the first two contestants in. One goes with Todd, one goes with Kelly, and whoever wins scores you the tickets to see the Killers. Ugh. I know you guys hate this one, but...
I just, when it's tickets...
Yeah, but here's the thing. The show is more than a year away. The tickets are on sale on Friday. You can get them, you know? This isn't like a...
All right.
This is... But don't mess it up. That would be
bad. I know, right?
You're not nice.
All right, good morning. Who's this?
It's Stephanie.
Stephanie, you were in first, so you get to choose whether you want to be with Todd or Kelly. I'll tell you right now, it's a survey about laundry, and we will do Prices Right rules, okay?
Mm. Oh, you're so really upping up the ante.
Stephanie, do you want to do Todd or do you want to do Kelly?
I'm going with Kelly.
Going with Kelly.
Oh, Steph, you made the wrong choice.
Okay.
If he says a dollar, I say, oh, God. Okay. All right.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Jess.
What is it?
Jess.
Jess.
Okay. Hey, Jess.
Jess, you're with Todd.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Jess.
So here you go. Survey says we go through, the average home goes through this many pounds of laundry per year. Are you okay?
Boy.
Yeah, this is an awful
sounded like it hurt, Kel.
Well, it did. Just as soon as you read the question.
Like physically or
man.
Mentally or...
Pounds in a year and Price is Right rules.
Wow, this is big.
God,
this
why
is
don't you
stuff.
Make me run a mile on top of it?
Well, we could use that as a bonus point.
No!
The average home goes through this many pounds of laundry per year.
I'm nervous.
Okay.
I'm actually nervous. Like, The Killers, one of my favorite bands.
Oh, really?
I want to give Jess tickets to The Killers.
Okay. Well, then you got to get it right.
Who goes first?
Let's see. Kelly is behind. Ooh, girl.
I know. It's because I know.
Girl. Behind by 4 points.
Girl.
Oh, girl.
Oh, girl.
So the person who goes second has an advantage when we do Price is Right
rules.
Yeah,
so Todd goes first because I'm a loser.
So, okay. Not what I was going to say, but okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Todd. Number of pounds of laundry the average home goes through in the course of a year.
The average home is probably 4 people.
Yeah.
There's like 3.68, something like that.
You gonna do that kind of mental math? Jeez.
Loads of laundry away.
Oh my god, how much is a load? A load would be
I am gonna go with I will set the bar at
oh my god,
3,120 pounds.
Okay.
Okay, Price is Right rules.
3,120 pounds of laundry.
Closest
actually make that 3,122 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me change that because that's really going to matter.
3,122, is that what he said?
Yes.
That's what he said.
Okay. Kelly, for Stephanie.
3,000, is it more or less? 3,121. Is that right?
No, he said 3,122.
Wait, what did he say?
He said 3,122.
So I want to say 31.
Just no help from the peanut gallery.
Well, no, I was just because you changed your answer, Todd. So I'm making sure that she knows it's 3,122 pounds of laundry in a year.
Closest without going over.
Right.
Oh, so I want to say
1 pound.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. If you think it's less than.
I think it's. Oh,
okay.
God, this is too much pressure.
Well, one of you was off by just under 1,000 pounds.
Wait, what does that mean?
It means I'm off.
It was 2,184 pounds, which means Kelly wins! Oh, Jess, I'm so sorry, but have
Jess.
A great morning. We love you. Thanks for listening, and the tickets go on sale Friday, okay?
Hey, Steph!
Steph, you're going to see The Killers!
All right!